今天是复活节，我们一起来思想主耶稣基督的复活。事实上，我们在每个礼拜的第一日，我们基督徒奉耶稣的名，我们在一起聚集每个礼拜的第一日的我们的主日，都是在纪念思想主耶稣基督的复活。
In fact, every Sunday, Christians gather together to worship God is actually the time we remember the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣基督是七日第一日从死里复活。
Because the Bible said that the first day of the week that Jesus resurrected from death.
所以我们信靠跟从耶稣的人，我们主日的聚集就是在七日的第一日。
So for those of us who trust Jesus Christ and the follower of Jesus Christ, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ at the first day of the week.
我们今天来思想耶稣的复活，我们无法逃避一个问题，就是死亡。
So today we think about, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. There's one thing we cannot escape, or one question we cannot escape, that is death.
人类历史当中只有一位是真正的战胜死亡，从死里复活。
In the history of mankind, there's only one person who truly have a victory over death.
就是主耶稣基督。
That is Jesus Christ.
所以跟其他一切的异教那种拜偶像的信仰不一样，耶稣的坟墓是空的。
So you can see this is different from all those other idol worship thatdifferent from that is that you can see Jesus Christ, his tomb is empty.
你在这个世界上今天找不到一块耶稣基督的骨头。
And today on this earth, and you cannot find one single bone of Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣已经复活了。
Because Jesus is resurrected.
所以我们今天我们不像其他的一些异教的人他们每人都要去到他们这个他们所拜的那个偶像那里去拜他的这个空的这个也不是空的，就是那个棺材。
So we are not like other religious that they have to come to their so-called holy place to worship their coffins or something.
或者就是说他们去有一些骨头啊什么，就说这是我们所拜的那个他所留下来的。
Or some religion have some kind of bones or certain person that they worship, and so this is the remainder of his body.
我们所信靠的主耶稣基督是从死里复活的耶稣。
And the one we trust and believe is the resurrected Jesus.
耶稣的坟墓是空的。
And his tomb is empty.
但是我们刚才一开始就说到，只有主耶稣是真正的战胜死亡。
So like we said in the beginning, only Jesus Christ is the one who overcome the death.
死亡是我们每一个人都没有办法逃避，没有办法回避的。
And death is something none of us can escape.
但是呢，却是我们最不愿意谈及的一个问题。
But that's also it's the topic that we're most unwilling to talk about.
但是我们看看今天这个世界，其实死亡离我们很近。
But if we look at this world, death is very close to us.
由于新冠疫情，死亡的人数一直到现在都在增加。
You know, because of a pandemic, that the deaths people out of this pandemic is continue to rise the number.
我们也会看到有这种铁路的事故，有这种各种各样的灾难的发生。人们失去生命。
And we also see those kind accidents happen recently in the railway road, and also those catastrophe and people lost their lives.
每一天在这个世界上，无数的家庭因为他们亲人的离世，他们活在这个悲痛绝望当中。
Every day on this earth, so many families, because of their relatives and loved ones depart from the world, they live in sorrow and pain.
亚历山大大帝被人们称为是一个伟大的军事天才。
And Alexander the Great was called is the greatest mind of military and arm.
他一生没有打过败仗的。
And he actually he has didn't been defeated in his life.
他征服了很多很多的这个国家民族，他征服了很多很多的土地，很大的土地。
He conquered a lot of areas and nations and peoples.
但他很早就死，33岁就死了。
But he actually died pretty early. He died at the age of 33.
那么在他临死的时候呢，他病得很重，他知道自己马上就要死。
So before his death, he's very sick, so he knows he's very close to death.
所以他留下三个遗愿，就是希望他死了之后，他的手下那些将士啊，一定要满足他这三个遗愿。
So basically, he tells his generals and soldiers he has three wishes, so he wants them to make sure they carry it out.
那么第一个遗愿呢，就是说我死了之后啊，我的这个棺材啊，必须由我的医生 他一个人独自把我棺材给运回去。
And the first wish is that when he is dead, he wants his coffin will be only carried back, taken back by his doctor.
然后他说呢，当我的棺材就是 要抬到这个坟墓里面去，墓穴里面去，这条路上面啊，要撒满我这个宝库里的这个黄金啊，各种各样的宝石就撒在这个地上。
And the second wish is that in the past, they carry his coffin to the tomb, a cemetery, and he wanted the past will be covered with the golds and the precious stones and the silvers from his treasure.
然后他说，我第三个愿望呢，就是在我这个棺材的两边呐、啊，两侧啊，开两个洞，啊，把我的这个手从这两个洞里伸出来。
And the third wish is that in my coffin, I should have a hole on each side, so my hand will be stand out from those two holes.
啊，我们想一下，这真的是一个非常奇怪的棺材啊。
If you think about this very strange coffin.
今天有没有人这样做
？Do you think anyone will do this today?
棺材两边抠两个洞，把两个手伸出来。
And put two holes on the coffin, and so both hands can stand out.
就是这三个愿望。后来他身边的那些将士们就觉得很奇怪，这三个愿望很奇怪，就有一个将士就问他，哎，你为什么要这样做呢？这三个愿望。
So that's the three wishes of Alexander the Great. And at that time, that one of the general actually feels very strange. So he asked him, "So why you want to do that?"
他说，第一个呢，我让我的医生把我的棺材啊运回去，我就是让所有人都看见，医生没有用的。
And the first thing I want my doctors to take my coffin back is I want everyone to know doctor has no use for death.
医生没有办法让我活过来。
And the doctor has no way to make me alive again.
医生没有办法让我的寿命延长一刻。
And the doctor has no ability to extend my life not even by 1 second.
他说，这是我从死亡当中学到的第一件事情，所以我想告诉所有人。
And this is what I understand from death, so I want to tell everybody.
我们今天很相信医生。
And today we believe our doctor a lot.
但是我们也常常被医生骗。
Sometimes are fooled by doctor also.
我们今天也很相信疫苗。
And today we believe the vaccines.
但是不知道疫苗会不会骗我们啊。
We're not sure if the vaccine will fool us.
但是我们要知道，医生、疫苗、药物各样的东西，没有办法让我们从死里复活。
But one thing we certainly sure is that doctor, vaccines, and none of them can make us, live again from death.
甚至没有办法让我们的寿命。延长
，and they even cannot extend our life for 1 second.
其实我们看今天这个世界上的人的平均寿命，你会发现一个很奇怪的现象，并不是所谓医学很先进、很发达的地区，它的人均寿命就一定很长的。
And if we look at average life expansion, we find a very strange phenomenon. Actually, it's not necessary.The most developed medical developed area, people have the longest life expectation.
那么亚历山大第二个愿望就是说，他的这个棺材就是运到这个 这个坟墓的过程中，地上啊全部要撒满这个金子啊，各样的宝石啊什么的。
And for his second wish, that is in the past that his coffin will carry to the cemetery, and was filled with the gold and also precious stuff.
然后亚历山大就说：“我这样做的目的，我是要告诉所有人，我花我一生的时间去追求的这些东西，其实最后就丢在地上，像垃圾一样。”
And he said, "What I want to tell by doing this, I want to tell people is that the things I pursue this entire my life, in the end, they just been cast on the ground, just like trash."
你今天把什么东西到处乱丢啊？
And today, what do you kind of throw away the things?
你会把你的这个钞票到处乱丢吗
？And you probably won't throw out your money.
你把在你看来没用的东西，你到处丢啊
？And you throw away the things you think it's useless.
这就是亚历山大。他说：“这是我面对死亡我学到的第二件事情，在我死之后，我巴不得所有人都知道，就是我花一生去追的这些东西，去抓的这些东西，到我死了之后，这些一点用都没。”
So the Alexander the Great basically said, "I want people to know that things I pursued through my life, and in the end has no use, just like trash being thrown away."
第三个愿望，我棺材两边挖两个洞，手伸出来。
And the third wish is basically I want my hand to be extended through the two holes of the coffin with the bare hand showed to the world.
其实我就是想让所有人看见空空的双手什么都抓不住的。
And I just want the world to see both my hands are both empty and bare hand. It's nothing I can grab.
征服了那么多的土地，征服了那么多的国家，我打了那么多的胜仗，到最后呢，两手空空。
And I have conquered so many land, so many nations. I have so many battles. I win so many battles, but in the end, I left with bare hand.
其实，这三个功课哈，就是。亚历山大说他面对死亡学的这三个功课他巴不得所有人都知道。
And so this is what Alexander learned in the three lessons when he faced death, and he wanted everybody to learn that too.
其实简单一句话就是没有面对死亡所有人都是失败者。
And if we put a simple way, in front of death, everyone is a loser.
面对死亡你在这个地上的人生就变得虚空，没有意义。
And face death, all your life on this earth become in vain.
面对死亡，你在这个地上，你可能你最开心、最欢乐的时刻，到时候会让你成为最痛苦的时刻。
And when face death, the most happiest moment at that time could become a very painful memory for you.
为什么这么说呢
？Why say that？
有时候我偶尔看到我大概20年前、30年前的照片。
And sometimes I see my pictures from 20 or 30 years ago。
我说哇，不错呀，那个时候。
And I think about well, that picture is pretty good。
然后一抬头看到镜子。
And then look at the mirror of myself。
开心不起来。
I couldn't be happier.
所以有时候你有没有发现，这个华人有一句话总说乐极生悲啊。
And so, do you find that sometimes when the happiest moment actually become a saddest moment? That's what Chinese say. Sometimes you will happen this type of thing.
那事实上真的是这样。
And that's a lot of time. That's true.
很多时候就是有人非常开心，非常开心。
And sometimes people is a very happy moment.
但是过了一段时间，你回想那个时候你的开心，你越想你现在越痛苦，是不是
？And then after a while, when you recall this happiest moment, it kind of great agony and pain in your heart happen.
就是我记得我刚认识他的时候多么美好啊
！And oh, I remember the first time I met her, so beautiful.
现在，怎么他是这样了？
Now she become like this.
啊，一句话是怎么说呢？人生
she or he
啊 ，she or he
depend 啊，
就是有句话是人生不什么不如如初见，是不是
？And it is a saying that the people's life will be never as good as the first time we met.
啊，永远就是那个样子，永远就是那个时刻，多好啊！第一次见，哇，多好，永远就是那样，停在那个地方。
If the time stopped at that moment, the first we met, how beautiful that would be.
很多人，当他面对亲人离世的时候，非常非常的痛苦。
Many times when we face the loved one he leave us, we are very sorrow and painful.
或者说，当他们在一起的时候，他们越欢乐越快乐。当他们生死这种分别的时候，他们会。越痛苦。
Sometimes you can say happier they're together and be much more painful and sorrower the time when they separate.
所以死亡啊，它就像毒药，它把我们人生中每一个时刻都让它变苦了。
So the death is like a poison thing.And he make every moment of our life become a bitter.
所以死亡让一切生活中的那种最明亮、最光彩的时刻，总有一点逃不掉的阴影，因为你知道这一切会过去的。
So that's basically put a shadow to every brightest moment of our life.
所以死亡是我们人生中最大最大的敌人，圣经告诉我们。
So Bible teaches death actually is the greatest enemy of our life.
有人这样说哈，这个世界上除了人之外，人会笑的。那么除了人之外，其他一切的这个动物都不会笑。
And someone said that in this all creation, only human can smile, not.Anything else, like an animal, cannot smile.
啊，我不知道这句话是对是错啊，但是有人这样讲。
And I don't know if this saying is right or wrong, but someone said this.
或者有人说，你看有些动物好像做出那个笑的表情，但是它不是真的像人那样笑，表示内心的欢乐啊、情绪啊什么。
And people show some video or pictures that animal looks like smile, but.That I'm not sure if they actually is this animal express the happy feeling of it.
我们知道有一个可以说，对人类影响很深的一个哲学家，叔本华。
And we know there's a philosopher who actually has a great influence in us. That's his name is Schopenhauer.
然后呢？他其实是出生于一个银行家家庭，他非常富有，他们家里非常富有的。
And he was born in a bank, family of a banker, so they are very rich people.
所以在人看来，哇，就是无忧无虑啊，又富有又有才华。
So, in people's view, he should be kind of very successful, happy life, rich and smart.
但是他却认为自己。以及所有的世人都活在痛苦和绝望当中。
But one of his philosophy basically think himself and all the whole world people live in the pain.
啊，所以他成为这个悲观主义哲学的一个代表人物，叔本华。
So he is basically is the representative of like people the philosophy that put a very passive view on the human life.
他说有什么？人生有什么开心的呢？有什么喜乐呢
？And his point is what's happy and joy in the human life?
就是痛苦，就是绝望啊。
And he think human life is a pain and is a desperation.
啊，我可能没有像长他那样哲学家的头脑，不会想那么复杂的问题，但是都会死啊。
And maybe I don't have that sophisticated mind like him, but it seems to me it's yeah. I mean, everyone is going to die.
后来叔本华说什么呢？人太痛苦了，所以不得不发明笑来安慰自己。
So for him, he has a saying. Schopenhauer basically said, "He said because people's life is too painful, so they invent a smile, they invent a laugh to comfort themselves.
我以前听过一首歌，里面有一句话，因为我一直印象很深。
And I hear a song before, and there is a lyric that made a great impression on me.
啊，那个歌词说，因为我不想哭，所以我大声笑。
And that song says, because I don't want to cry, so I laugh loudly.
所以，确实，如果没有永生，没有复活，人生就是虚空，就是绝望，就是痛苦。
So, it's true. If there is no resurrection, there is no everlasting life, then short our human life is full with desperation and vanity and pain.
所有的欢乐，所有的笑容，不过就是短暂的自我安慰了。
All the joys and the smiles, I kind of short comfort.
但是感谢神，主耶稣基督从死里复活。
But praise the Lord, Jesus Christ is resurrected from the dead.
圣经也告诉我们，所有信靠耶稣的人也会从死里复活。
And the Bible also teaches us all those who trust in Jesus Christ will resurrect.
啊，所有信靠主耶稣基督的人可以很大声的对叔本华说，我的笑容不是伪装。
And all those of us trust in Jesus Christ, we can proudly and claim to Schopenhauer that my smile is not pretend.
我的笑容不是暂时的安慰自己，或者说欺骗自己。
And my smile is not short-lived, something that I comfort myself and fool myself.
所以圣经也告诉我们，我们信靠耶稣的人，我们常常要做好准备啊，人家要问，诶，你心中盼望的缘由。
So Bible also teaches us for those of us trust in God, and they said you gotta prepare. If people ask you what's the reason of your hope,
或者换一句简单的话说，哎呀，你怎么还笑得出来呀
？Or put a simple way, if people ask you in today's world, how can you still smile?
你怎么还有喜乐呀
？Why you still have a joy in you?
为什么
？Why?
我们在今天，我们思想主耶稣基督复活的日子，我们可以大声的宣告，因为耶稣复活了。
And in today's world, when we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we can give a simple answer because Jesus Christ resurrected.
而我这信耶稣的人，我也会复活。
And me who trusts in Jesus Christ, I will be resurrected.
我有永远的生命。
I have the eternal life.
我今天在地上，就如同在天。
And today I'm live on this earth, but I'm like in heaven.
耶稣说，凡活着信他的人，必定永远不死。
And Jesus said, for those who live believing him, we shall not have a death.
耶稣做出这个宣告的时候，耶稣紧接问一句，你信这话吗？
And when Jesus made this claim, and he follows with a question, do you believe that?
我信。
And I would say, I believe.
感谢神，这就是我们思想主耶稣基督的复活与我们每一个人的生命是何等宝贵的关系。
So you can see when we think about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, it's how precious that it's related to our life.
我们请大家起立，我们一起来读一处圣经的经文。
Ask you stand up to read a scripture from the Bible.
好，我们一起来读《哥林多前书》的十五章第一节到第八节。
We just read the First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1-8.
好，我们看到，我们可以一起来读，《哥林多前书》十五章一节起。弟兄们，我如今把先前所传的你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住。并且你们若不是突然相信， 能以职守我所传给你们的，就因福音得救。我当日所领受的，又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，而且复上了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看，后来一时显给500多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的，以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，末了也显给我看，我如同未到产期而生的人一般。好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.
使徒保罗在圣灵的带领下写下刚才这些话。
Apostle Paul wrote this scripture we just read, inspired by the Holy Spirit.
那么使徒保罗说，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道。
And Paul said, I will tell you the gospel I preached to you before.
然后这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住。
And he said, well, you take this gospel and in which you stand.
然后接下来使徒保罗就说，这福音到底是什么呢？
And then Paul made follow up with, what is this gospel?
第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了。
So the first, according to the Bible, Christ died for our sin.
所以福音第一点，耶稣死为我们的罪死。
So the first point of the gospel is that Jesus died for our sin.
那么又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
And then buried, and according to the Bible, third day, according to the scripture, third day rose again.
所以这就是福音。
And this is the gospel.
福音就是耶稣的死与复活。
And the gospel is the death of Christ and the resurrection of Christ.
这是历史的事实。
And it's the historical fact.
这不仅仅是好像人们一说到耶稣的死与复活就说这是属灵的这是抽象的。
And it's not like some people said, okay, when we talk about the death of Christ and his resurrection, it's kind of in the spiritual sense.
这是真实的，在历史上实实在在发生过的事情。
It is a actual happen in the history.
所以这就是为什么使徒保罗接下来要记载那么多人都亲眼见证了。
So that's why that Paul followed up with that so many people actually witnessed that event.
福音就是耶稣的死与复活。
And the gospel is the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
死为我们的罪死。
Die for our sin.
所以我们就信耶稣的人就不再被定罪。
So those of us trusting him will no longer be condemned.
活就意味着我们一切信靠耶稣的人，我们也会复活。
Rose again from dead, that means for those of us trusting him, we will have resurrection.
那么在哥林多前书15章14到23节。使徒保罗就说耶稣的复活跟我们有什么关系呢？
And in the first Corinthians chapter 15, and Paul continued to talk about what the resurrection of Jesus Christ has to do with us.
我把这一处经文给大家读一下，大家可以一起来看到这个屏幕上圣经的经文。
I just read the scripture and you can just look at the screen.
哥林多前书15章14节，若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。并且明显我们是为神妄作见证的，因我们见证神是叫基督复活了。若死人真不复活，神也就没有叫基督复活了。因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活了。基督 若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里，就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人出熟的果子。死既是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。但个人是按着自己的次序复活，出熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的。在我们刚才所看到的这经文当中，我们会看见耶稣的死里复活与我们每一个人的关系。
And the scripture just read, we can see the resurrection of Jesus Christ, it has to do with every one of us.
19节，我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
And verse 19 said, in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all men's the most pitiful.
如果耶稣没有从死里复活，那我们信耶稣就只一切的指望就只是在今生。
If Jesus has not resurrected, then all our hope is in this life.
是不是这样呢？是不是我们今天信耶稣的人是最可怜的人呢？
So if that's the case, is that we are most pitiable?
我们前段时间我们跟弟兄姊妹分享了一群基督徒在非洲宣教他们的经历和见证。
And not long ago we shared with brothers and sisters in this church about a group of missionaries their work in Africa.
在人看来好可怜的一群人。
And if you look at them in the world's view, they are very pitiable.
很年轻的一群年轻人，都是90后。
And a group of young men, young person, and they are like born after 90s.
都是非常年轻，然后他们都是刚刚才结婚成家的年轻的夫妻。
And they are very young, and most of them are just married young couples.
他们一群人去到非洲一个国家去宣教。
And they went to a country in Africa to do evangelical work.
他们所在的那个国家呢，就是比较贫穷，然后呢，医疗设施非常非常的缺乏。
And the country they went is very it's a pretty poor country, and medical resource is very poor.
他们当中大多数人都感染了新冠。
And most of them contract the new COVID-19.
其中有一个年轻的母亲，就是因为新冠就去世了，死在了那个非洲的国家。
And a young mother, because of the COVID-19, she died in that country.
还有他们的症状，有些人是非常严重的新冠的这种症状。
And also the some of the other members actually have a very serious symptom from the COVID-19.
然后有小伙子就是半夜就吐很多很多的血，然后很长时间都是这样。
And there's a young man actually in the night, and has a lot of blood come out of his mouth.
然后呢，也在当地也找不到什么医疗一些药品啊，或者是医疗的一些帮助。
And they also can't find the medical help in local area.
那个死去的年轻的妈妈留下的孩子非常的小，年纪还非常小。
And the young mother left her the very young child.
后来，当我们来看到这样的一群年轻人，如果从世人的眼光来看，真的好可怜，比很多很多人都可怜。
So when we look at this group of young people, from the world view, they are very pitiable.
如果他们只在今生有指望，他们这样去做，真的就是浪费自己的生命。
if they only have a hope in this earth, in this life, then what they're doing is waste their life.
啊，结果这些年轻的宣教士，年轻的这个夫妻们，他们甚至说什么呢？他说，我这一代，我就在这个国家跟当地人建立关系，我的下一代，他们才能真正的成为更好的宣教士。
And you know what this group of young evangelists say? And they said, my generation, I will stay in this country. Then my children, there will be a better generation of evangelists in for those people.
因为他们所在的那个非洲国家是一个穆斯林国家。
Because the country they are at is a Muslim country.
所以他说我这一代其实我跟当地人能够建立起一个很好的关系，能够生活在他们当中，这就是我最大的使命。
And they said, my generation, all I can do is just live among them to start to get and live in their society and establish a good relationship with them.
那我的下一代，哇，他就可以更好的给当地人传福音，因为他就是在这里生长长大。
Then my children, next generation.They will have much better opportunity to preach the gospel to the locals because they grow up there.
当我听到他们这样讲的时候，我心里就在想，如果一个不信耶稣的人听到他们这样讲，那这个不信耶稣的人，他会说什么呢？
And when I think about what they're saying, and I imagine if a person who do not believe in Jesus hear this group of young people saying that like this, what this person will think?
或者一个不相信有复活、不相信有永生的人，听到这些年轻人的宣教士这样讲，他心里会想什么
？And all a person do not believe in resurrection, do not believe in eternal life. When they hear the saying of this young group of evangelists, what he or she will think?
他可能会说：“你们浪费自己的生命就好了，你们糟蹋自己这一辈子就好了，你何必还要害自己的下一代呢
？”They probably say you waste your life, this life that's what you want, but why you still kind of you want your children waste their life?
啊，我身为华人呐、我觉得我还是比较了解华人。
And I'm a Chinese people, I think I know a bit more about Chinese people.
华人最爱什么？
And you know what Chinese people love the most or care the most?
有人说钱，有没有人说钱呢？
Someone said money.
但是从我的感受来看啊，我们真的爱孩子。
I feel that Chinese people care and love most is our children.
华人真爱孩子啊
！They are truly love their children.
赚钱为什么
？And why you want to make money?
给孩子交大学学费啊
！Just pay their college.
买房子干什么
？Why buy a house?
孩子上大学卖房子交学费啊
！And we can sell my house when they pay their tuition later on.
呀，这个把菜弄得那么好吃干什么
？And do cook good dishes. Why?
给丈夫吃吗
？To for the husband？
孩子回家给孩子吃的。
For the children，
华人就是爱孩子啊。
And we Chinese really cares about children。
你有没有想到，有这样的一群年轻人，他要把他的孩子一直留在那个地方，他要他的孩子一直去做他们所做的事情。
With this understanding, now I'm thinking about this group of young evangelists, how they not only themselves want to do it, they want their children to do it.
如果他们只相信、只靠耶稣，在今生有指望，他们真的就是最可怜的人了，害了自己，还要害孩子。
If they only have a hope in Christ in this life,then they are really pitiful. They not only hurt themselves, they hurt their children.
但是呢，我们信耶稣不是只在今生有指望。
But we trust in Jesus. We not only have a hope in this life.
因为耶稣从死里复活了。
Because Jesus resurrected.
所有信靠耶稣的人也会复活。
So do we who trust in Jesus Christ.
我们有永远的生命。
We have eternal life.
我们信耶稣，我们有永恒的希望，永恒的指望。
Trust in Jesus Christ, we have eternal hope and eternal life.
啊，其实我记得福音最早最早啊，传到亚洲啊，传到这个中华文明圈，我觉得从最早的那个口号就非常正确。
And I think in the when the gospel was first preached to the Chinese people, and to this culture, there is a saying. I think it's very correct.
信耶稣得什么？得永生。
And then at that time, the slogan, actually, the evangelist used to preach to Chinese people is that very simple. He said, believe in Jesus, you will have eternal life.
那很多华人都知道这句话，是不是？
And a lot of Chinese know this.
我告诉你，这是我们华人的福气。
And I think this is a blessing to Chinese people.
今天很多人说信耶稣，他说信耶稣得金钱。
And today, a lot of preachers here said that we believe in Jesus, you will be prosper, you got money.
信耶稣得美好的婚姻。
And you believe in Jesus, you have a beautiful marriage.
信耶稣，得万事顺利。
And believe in Jesus, you will be successful in your career.
信耶稣可以让我 make me first.
And believe in Jesus will make me first.
不是这样的。
Well, it's not.That's not what the gospel says.
信耶稣得什么？得永生啊。
And believe in Jesus, you have eternal life.
今天真的很多人忘了。
And a lot of times today, the message is lost.
当时耶稣基督的门徒不让耶稣上十字架。
And remember that at that time, the disciple of Jesus said he wanted to go to the cross and die, and his disciple tried to stop him.
留下来多好啊。
And they would think, well, why don't you just don't do that?
留下来打败这个罗马的殖民者，复兴以色列的国。
And if you don't do that, you continue to lead us, we can defeat the colonists of Roman and revive the kingdom of Israel.
结果耶稣说，哦，不不不不。
And, but Jesus said no.
耶稣说，我要复兴的是神的国。
And Jesus said that the kingdom I want to revive is the kingdom of God.
耶稣说，我的门徒，我的臣仆跟这个世上的臣仆不一样的。
He said, my disciples, my servant, are different from earthly disciple and servant.
我要扩张的，我要建立的是神的国。
And the one I want to expand and is the kingdom of God.
所以福音传遍万邦。
So gospel is going to preach to the end of earth.
所以神的国，基督的国，为奴的，自主的。化外的希腊人、犹太人同归于一，这是神的国。
So the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Jesus, whether you're slave or master, you're Gentile or you're Jews, you're Greeks or non-Greeks, they all in one.
耶稣说，天国的宴席是怎样的
？And how Jesus described the feast in the heaven?
天国宴席是不是我只邀请这一种人来
？And is that The feast of heaven only invite one group of people.
天国人说，以后从东从西从列国列邦都有蒙恩得救的人，耶稣的血所洒的人来赴天国的宴席。
And Jesus described that time in the feast of heaven, people from east, from west, from south, north, and all the nations, all the people would be cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. They will invite.For the feast,
上帝给我们的应许，最最重要的应许，最大的应许是什么
？The promise that God gave to us, the most important one. What is this?
上帝的应许是永生。
And the promise of God is eternal life.
上帝没有应许别的什么东西。
God didn't promise something else.
上帝把最好的应许给我们，永生。
And He gave us the best. promise. That is eternal life.
所以我们今天呢，我们把这个最好的不关心，忘记它，我们去找很多所谓的副产品。
So today we, one thing we did is that we care less about this, the best promise, rather we focus some byproduct.
所以这是非常奇怪的现象，但是也是非常普遍的现象。
It's a very strange phenomenon, but it's very popular.
上帝拯救的福音是要给我们永生的。
And God's gospel of salvation is to give us the eternal life.
但是我们今天把这个福音把它扭曲到让我们关注到其他很多的事情。
But today we dilute this gospel into care about a lot of other things.
上帝给我们带来财务上的福音，让我们财务早一点可以自由。
And God's gospel brings us the freedom of financial freedom.
上帝给我们带来政治上的福音，让我们在政治上面有好的制度。
And God brings us a gospel of politics, so we have a good system.
上帝给我们带来科学上的福音，所以我们有科学的发展的文明啊。
And God brings us the gospel of science and technology, so we have the civilization of technology development.
耶稣基督的福音会不会带来这些呢？
Whether the gospel of Jesus Christ bring all those?
也许会。
Maybe.
但是这不是福音最最重要要给我们的。
But that's not what the gospel will bring to us. Most importantly, the gospel will bring to us.
给我们的是永生。
And the one you want to bring us is the eternal life.
那么在约翰福音六章四十节这里说，因为我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生，并且在末日我要叫他复活。
John 6:40 said, For my father's will is everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
罗马书十章九节，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
Romans 10:9, that if you confess with your mouth and Jesus is the Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from death, you will be saved.
今天很多的时候，有时候我们看我们自己，我们有时候觉得，哎呀，我为什么就活不出那个得胜的生命？
And today, when we look at ourselves, a lot of times we are wondering why we cannot live a victorious life.
我们看到圣经中的保罗说，他随处随在他都得了秘诀，无论是贫穷，无论是富足，无论是高，无论是低。
And we look at Paul describing himself. He said, no matter what circumstance, he got a secret to live, whether it's in abundant or in lack, or in the honorable position or not honorable position.
凡事都能做。
And he, by the one he gave him the strength, he can do anything.
我们羡慕这样的生命啊。
We admire this type of life.
我们就说，哎呀，我怎么就活不出那个样子呢？
And we're wondering, why my life is not like this?
我以前曾经看过一个小故事。
And I read a story before.
就是有一对基督徒的夫妻，然后呢他们的三个孩子就是在一个礼拜之内就是因为某一种病呢三个孩子全部去世了。
And as a Christian couple, and three of his, their children actually because of one type of sickness actually died within 1 week.
所以他只有一个三岁的女儿就活下来。
So only one of the 3 years old daughter survived.
后来在一个复活节的早晨呢，这个夫妻就带着他的这个唯一的这个女儿就去主日学。
And the
教会的主日学。
It's the Sunday, and this couple just bring their only 3 years old daughter.To the church.
然后呢，因为这个父亲呢是这个教会的长老，所以正好那一天呢是他来负责这个主日学的教导。
And of course, this couple, the husband is the elder of this church, and that day actually is his time to teach the Sunday school.
然后呢，他就在这个复活节的这一天教会的主日学当中，他就是充满激情甚至充满喜乐的来。 来传讲耶稣基督从死里复活的大好的消息。
So at that Sunday school, he just, with great joy and a passion to preach the gospel of Jesus' resurrection.
啊，那么会众啊，很多很多都非常的感动。
And the it's the congregation are deeply moved.
后来当人们离开教会的时候呢，他们就有些人就彼此在那里啊谈论。
So after the church, and some people just talk among themselves.
就说哎呀，就是这个弟兄，一个礼拜之内死了三个孩子，他怎么还能如此的来讲道呢？
And they're thinking about this brother actually lost three of his children, within 1 week. How can he still preach in that way?
后来就有一个15岁的男孩跟他父亲也是从教会出来哈，这个男孩子就在他父亲说，他说你看哪。
And so there's another family, there's a from this church, and a boy, a 15 years old boy, and speak to his father.
然后这个男孩对父亲说，你看这个长老啊，跟他的妻子啊，他们是真的信他们今天所说的话。
And so the 15 years old boy just tell his father, he said, look, this elder and his wife, they truly believe what they said today.
他们是真的信耶稣从死里复活了。
They truly believe that Jesus resurrected.
他们也真的信耶稣的人也会复活。
And they truly believe that who trusts in Jesus Christ will resurrect.
后来这个父亲就说：“那孩子个傻孩子，这有什么稀奇的
？”And the father said, "Well, what a surprise about that."
那全世界的基督徒都信呢
？All the Christians on earth believe that.
后来这个15岁的男孩说什么？
But this 15 years old boy said,
他说但是我从来没有人我从来没有见过有人真的像他们那么信。
And the 15 years old boy said, but I never see people like them. They truly believe.
今天很多人都说我信耶稣从死里复活。
Today, many people will say, I believe that Jesus resurrected.
很多人都说啊，我有永远的生命，我信耶稣。
Many people said I have eternal life, so because I believe in Jesus.
真的信吗
？Are we really believe?
你真的信，你还是那么贪婪吗
？If I really believe, I will be so greedy.
你真的信，你还是那么在今生的骄傲，那么在乎吗
？If I truly believe, I'm still so care about the pride of this life.
你真的信，你还会心里有那么多仇恨，那么多的嫉妒，那么多的苦毒吗
？If I truly believe, do I still have so many hatred and bitterness and jealousy in my heart?
你真的信，你还会那么容易被各种各样的谎言所欺骗吗
？If I truly believe, I will still so easy be fooled by so many deceits.
今天这个世界许许多多的谎言，它其实在人心里起到什么作用呢？
Today there is so many liars in this world. What it has to do in our heart?
让你心里失去爱，让你心里充满仇恨。
Make our heart without love, fill our heart with hatred.
你看今天的媒体，你看今天这个世界上各种各样的声音，你越看你越愤怒，你越看你越容易心里有仇恨，有苦毒。
If we look at today's media, if we look at this report, and many times the more we read it, more we look at, and less love in our heart, more hatred in our heart.
如果你真的信人有永生，你还会被这些地上这些东西所紧紧的捆住，然后不停的被他们骗吗
？If I truly believe in Jesus Christ and resurrection, do I still bounded by all those earthly things, be fooled by those earthly things?
那么在海德堡要理问答的第一个问题他就是这样问的。
In the Heidelberg Catechism, the first question is this question.
你在生死之间唯一的安慰是什么
?And between life and death, what is your only comfort?
也就是说简单的就是说 你心里最大最大的安慰什么给你带来最大的安慰
?Or put it simple, what's the greatest comfort you would have?
圣经中有一个财主，他认为他最大的安慰就是他可以有很多的这个财富，这个存留下来。
And in the Bible, there is a rich person, and he thinks the the greatest comfort he has a lot of things.
然后他说，哎呀，我要盖很多的仓库，然后把我的这个财富装在里面，哦，我就可以放心了，我就可以吃喝快乐了。
And he said, I want to build a lot of storage house. I can put my treasure in that. Therefore, I can be enjoyed.
结果神对他说，那今夜就取你的灵魂，那你这些有什么用呢？
But God said to him, the fool, how fool you are. If I take your soul tonight, all those will give to whom?
所以在这个海德巴要流问答，其实就问这个问题，你心里什么给你带来真正的安慰？
So in the Heidelberg Catechism, basically the first question is, what brings the true comfort in your life?
后来，海德堡要理问答根据圣经给出这样的答案。
And also, Heidelberg Catechism basically gave the answer according to the teaching of the Bible.
第一个，我信我的身体灵魂不属于我自己，是属于我的救主耶稣。
And the first answer to that question first is, I believe.My body and my soul is not belong to myself, but to my Lord.
我信耶稣用他的血已经洗净我一切的罪。
And I believe Jesus used his blood cleansing all my sin.
我信若不是上帝许可，任何事情都不会临到我身上。
And I believe there's nothing will come to me without permission of God.
然后最后说，他上帝借着圣灵使我确实知道我有永生。
And finally, he said, God through the Holy Spirit, make me assure me, and I know that I will have eternal life.
耶稣，我从此以后甘心乐意为他而活。
And also, Holy Spirit, lead me, I'll be willingly to live for him.
这是我生死之间最大的安慰。
And this is the great comfort I have between life and death.
这其实就回到我们一开始所说的，人们问你们心中盼望的缘由到底是什么，你的喜乐的缘由到底是什么，就是人们问基督徒。
So this go back to what we just said. If somebody ask us, Christian, what is your reason for your joy and for your hope?
第一，我属于耶稣。
Number one, I belong to Jesus.
第二，所有发生在我生命当中的事情是天父许可的。
Number two, all things happen in my life is allowed by the Heavenly Father.
最后，圣灵让我确确实实的知道我有永生。
Finally, Holy Spirit made it clear to me, and I'm assured that I have eternal life.
也让我有一个人生的目标和方向，就是我甘心乐意为耶稣而活。
And not only I know I have eternal life, it also gave me a hope.And the direction of my life, that is, I'm live for my Lord.
这样的人，他的喜乐是这个世界没有办法夺去的。
And such a person, his joy is cannot be taken away by the world.
这样的人从罪和死亡当中被释放出来，他是最自由的人。
And such a person was released from sin and death is the most free person.
这样的人也不再会被这个世界上各种各样的诱惑试探，各种各样的谎言所玩弄所欺骗，不会了。
And such a person will no longer be fooled and deceived by the liars of this world.
因为他是为耶稣而活的人。
Because he lived for the Lord.
那么在哥林多后书的五章十五节我们请大家起立，我们一起来读哈。
Second Corinthians chapter five, verse fifteen. Let's stand up and read together.
哥林多后书五章十五节起，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃是替他们死而复活的主活。我们再来读一处经文，是在哥罗西书的三章的几处经文。
Let's read one more scripture. It's found in the book of Colossians.
哥罗西书三章一节起，所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事。不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。 基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。所以要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样。但现在你们要弃绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语，不要彼此说谎，因你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。感谢神，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we praise you, we thank you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上。
Thank you, you give your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
感谢主耶稣基督担负我们的罪，代替我们在十字架上牺牲他自己。
Thank Jesus, bear our sin, and on the cross, he take our place.And sacrifice himself.
主耶稣基督他牺牲自己作为赎罪祭。
And he sacrificed himself as the sacrifice of atonement.
让我们的一切信靠耶稣的人，我们的罪可以被耶稣的血所洗净。
So that all of us trust in him can be cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
耶稣受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
Jesus died and buried and third day rose from the dead.
也让我们这一切信靠耶稣的人，我们也得着永远的生命，我们也会从死里复活。
For those who trust him will have eternal life, will resurrect.
愿圣灵来光照我们，来带领我们。
May the Holy Spirit lead us and shine upon us.
让我们这还在这地上存活的时候，让我们不再为自己活，乃是为拯救我们的主耶稣基督而活。
So today we still live on this earth. We not live, no longer live for ourselves, but live for the Lord who saved us.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen. 好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.